Mary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a heaven. Thank you.
Sing it unto him.
Lord, prepare me
to be your sanctuary. That's your desire. Pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving. I'll be a living with you. Sanctuary for you. Amen. 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 Lord, make me a sanctuary.
Amen.
That should be all of our desires. That's what we need to be, isn't it? Amen. Good to be in the house of the Lord. If you'd like to turn in your scriptures, turn to Daniel. Now, we've been reading from 20 through 24. So what we'll do is just tonight we'll just start with 24 and go through 27 on Daniel 9. And I know I'm looking forward to the weekend on Saturday night for the watch night service. Brother Richard and them being with us, really looking forward to that. And then the Sunday services and things being with us, and we'll, you know, Saturday night we'll be having, you know, just bring in what you've picked of finger foods and stuff, and we'll, you know, just have a good time eating, and after the service is over with, we can eat a little bite, and then we can go home and come back for 11 o'clock service on Sunday, January the 1st, and that'll be the only service we'll have that day, you know, is that one service, and then we'll have our dinner together, and it's just I reckon you call it a potluck dinner, you know, bring whatever you want to bring, and we'll have a good time in the Lord. Sister Watson called this afternoon right before we came to church, or came out, and she said that she was doing real good, and she appreciated everybody praying for her because it had really brought her out and everything to know, you know, that there is the Bride of Christ that prays for her and believes for her and all. And she had some kind of a form of a staph infection that they said it wouldn't staph infection, but it was something of another form. But if it had have gotten into her blood the way it was going, then it would have killed her because it was one of those things, you know. And I was telling her that one time my sister's little boy, you know, they just thought he had a bad cold. And they're doctoring him. The doctors were and everything. But then by the time they got him to the specialist to find out what it was, the inside of the bloodstream had already turned into just sores and things in the bloodstream, and there was nothing they could do. And that if it gets in there, you know, those infections in your blood, that's it. I mean, so we thank God for being with her, you know. If it hadn't have been for Annette calling and getting the ambulance to come and get her, she would have probably just laid there and never thought much about it, you know, and all like that. But we thank God for it. It's just, you know, it's something to know that people do check on you and keep everything going. But she said, just thank everybody for praying for her and all the things and all that was done, the visits, the calls, and all was really wonderful, and she appreciated it. Daniel 9, 24 through 27. Father, we thank you for your love and your understanding of us. We thank you for the fact, Lord, that we live in a time that will be the end of all things. But not just because we would know that it would end. Not because if we could even know the day or the hour that it would end, would not be of any importance unto us. But to know that you are the end of all things. And at the end of all things, that we can expect you to come on the scene and manifest yourself, because it's always been that way. And we thank you. Just come tonight as we endeavor to speak about what we have upon our heart, and just let the people see and understand what we're trying to speak about. Bless your little bride around the world. Bless the ones that are sick. And Lord, we know that there's many among us and many in the families and things that are real sick at this time of the year, and just coughing and colds and flus and everything on every hand. But yet you are the healer, and you're the one that will lead us through. Come now, as we speak your word, you come and back up your word with your grace and love in Jesus' name. Amen. Daniel 9, as I said, we've been reading from verse 20 to 24, but tonight let's start up and read from verse 24 through verse 27. Now, we may not get a lot into this, but I still want to read this, all right? The 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city. What now? What's going to take place? Brother Branham said, in these 70 weeks, what's going to take place? God is going to come on the scene and what? To finish the transgression, to make an end of sins, to make reconciliation for iniquity, and to bring in everlasting righteousness, and seal up the vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy. Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto Messiah the Prince shall be 7 weeks, and 62 weeks the street shall be built again, and the wall even in troublous times. And after 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself, and the people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end thereof shall be with a flood, and unto the end of the war desolations are determined. Now we know that took place in Titus and things, but we'll get to those things more later, you know, of the crucifixion and the time elements and the 62 and the 69 and all the things. And to show you just one thing, though, it's 7 weeks there, and the prophet covers that in the building of the temple. But even the Jews themselves couldn't understand that, because if you go back to the Bible, they said he was 46 years building the temple. They couldn't even understand that. So how much more would it be that we wouldn't have much of a hope unless God speaks to us? But the Jews told Jesus we were 46 years building this temple, when it was really 49. See? Because the key was that the city and the things would be built in troublesome times. See, it took longer to get everything done outside, but I'm just saying that to you where you'd know that the Lord is guiding us to give us understanding. But verse 27, and he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week, and in the midst of the week he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. And for the overspreading of abomination, he shall make it desolate, even unto the consummation, and that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. You may be seated. The Lord add his blessing to the reading of the word. Now, I don't like to keep reviewing so much, but I still think a lot of times in something like this that it's necessary to keep your mind in the channel that we're talking about. And we've been studying about how that... The last message, last Wednesday, was on the 70th week, and we titled it, The Key. The key to understand all of the things was to understand the 70th week and what would take place during that time, you know, of that. And as I say, and all, and I've always said to you over and over, this doesn't have anything to do with us, this is to the Jews. But yet, it shows the plan of redemption. Because whatever would put them into the millennium will put us ready for the millennium before they even get ready for the millennium. Because it's a revelation of Jesus Christ. And now, I will make this statement before the next message. See, there is nowhere that there's any promise to the Gentiles of the time element. There's not a promise to the Gentiles of a time element. See, it is to the Jews. The 70 weeks is to the Jews. And no matter if you say 3.5 years back there and 3.5 over a year, whatever you want to say about it, none of that's to do anything with us except the revelation of Jesus Christ. Because it doesn't have anything to do with us. It's to the Jews. The Bible is to the Jews. It is written to the Jews. They are the root. We're not to boast in ourselves. We're to boast in the root. All of ours goes back to Jewish. See? And remember that even on the day of Pentecost, out of the 3,000, there wasn't any Gentiles in that. It was Jewish. See? And even up until Peter went and opened the door to the Gentiles, then you begin to see some Gentiles coming into the kingdom. But until that time, it had nothing to do with the Gentiles. Because it's not promised to the Gentiles that way. See? But yet we have the most beautiful thing, is that we see by revelation all that has happened before and all that will ever happen upon the earth. Now, how much more would that be in the plan of redemption? To be able to look and see what how Israel is redeemed, and we can see our own redemption. And we can see how that God comes to us and deals with us and makes us the bride of Christ. And they rejected that sonship. But to see the plan of redemption is what I'm trying to get you to see. Like Brother Branham, you know, in the future home, he was explaining the city and the different... He said, but if you don't get nothing, get the plan of redemption. Justification, sanctification, and baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Right.
Because we don't have anything to do with the future home being built other than the fact that being by our desires.
Right.
You know, that God will build it according to our desires.
Right.
But it's not us having anything to do with it.
Right.
You know. See, we want to get all involved in something. I remember years ago, and it is in one of the, and I discussed it, you know, maybe in the last message, where there's a lot of people say in Revelation 19, boy, we're going to come back riding with him on them white horses, and we just going to whoop them people. You know, you could just hear people preach messages, how you going to come back fighting. Remember, you've already been in glory for 3.5 years.
Amen.
And you're going to come back fighting? No, you're going to ride into the millennium. Now, if you ain't caught nothing out of it, that's what the prophet said.
Right.
He said the last thing would be to anoint the most holy, and he said that's in the millennium.
Right.
All right? The millennium was done on when the anointing comes to the temple, and us, the prophet said, riding back in Revelation 19.
Right.
Who would we be fighting with? Armageddon's done taking place. Who would we be arguing with or fussing with? We're coming back on a honeymoon. You mean your wife on the honeymoon got to fight a battle? See, but everybody thinks they're so spiritual, they don't take what the Scriptures say.
Right. Amen.
They just take a quote or a thought or an idea.
Yep.
You know, and they just go from that point and don't go with the real revelation of the Word of God. And Brother Branham being a word prophet, everything went back into Scripture. He said it didn't matter what that angel told him.
Right.
If it wasn't in the Bible, he didn't believe it. He said he wouldn't do it. He'd always, it didn't make that angel mad when he would tell Brother Branham something and Brother Branham would spend the rest of the day reading the Bible to try to find out if that angel was right.
Amen.
You know what that angel was sitting over there said, Lord, he's just right. He's doing what you want him to do. Man, he's right. You know, come on and, you know, come on and cap him off and do whatever because he's right in the line with you. You know. And God don't get mad at you and I for not understanding. He gets mad when we won't, or upset with us, maybe is a word, better word to use. He gets upset when the people won't accept what he's shown unto us and walk therein.
That's right.
See? Because it's, you know, people say, oh, you just say it's the word, it's the word. Now, the Lord showed me something today about that part that one of these days I'll tell you. But for right now, I'm just waiting and seeing what the Lord will do because that's what he's supposed to, but as far as me, I know what it is, and I know right where it is, and all of what's taking place right now. But if I told you to say out front, this is what's going on,
right.
See, it wouldn't give you time of studying and digging to find out your own self what's going on.
Right.
I'm trying my best to get you to think of your own self for a time, and think about what God has revealed you to you. That's why I've asked you to do like, you know, like the sixfold purpose. You know, I'm like this. Who was it? What was that? In other words, I've asked you to mark your book.
Right.
See, you know,
right.
To mark your book.
Right.
Well, yeah, there it is. How many of you have had the hunter safety course? Nobody fails it,
right?
I mean, I'll tell you, nobody fails it.
Right.
But if you listen to the instructor, see, if you listen to the instructor, what will he say? He says, now we're studying on so-and-so. Says, now if you catch it, that'll be on the test. So what do you do? He'll say, now let me read that again, because this will be on the test. Well, what do you got to do? Underline each one of those things, and when you don't have to memorize the book, you memorize the answer. that he's told you to put down. You know, well, that's all I'm trying to get you to do. Mark your book by underlining it, maybe. You have the answer to when I give the test. See? And say, well, now what is this? See? Like, when does it that he finishes the transgression? See? You know, when does he finish the transgression? Alright, in the tribulation, or Daniel's troubles, the tribulation after the rapture. See, now you got it underlined, you got the answer. Alright, then what did the prophet say? Like paragraph 87, sixfold purpose. He said, they'll recognize him. They'll recognize him. Alright? Now, see, that's what finishes the transgression, when they recognize him. Not just because we go into rapture and he goes over that away, it's when they recognize him. Alright? See? Underline that, and because that one is going to be on the test. Now, I ain't going to give you one, which would be good if we did, but, you know. But I'm just telling you, if you'll just pay attention, you'll have the answer. Like on paragraph 51 of the same one, of the sixfold purpose. Brother Brown said, Israel will be born again. They'll receive the Holy Ghost. Where at? In the tribulation after we're gone. When? In the 70th week. Because all of this is in the 70th week. All right. Now, to make an end of sin, paragraph 59, it says, when they see him, when he comes again. They'll see him when he comes again, because he's coming for them. Right. Well, see, there's the answer. This happens after we're gone. And he says on that one, make an end of sin, he says, paragraph 81, he says, almost to the millennium. Well, see, then you're getting a lineup of what's taking place. You know. Because I don't believe that we'll go up, say, we the rapture take place today. Tomorrow he goes to Israel. Because there's an overflow. And how's he going to get all the 144,000 together in one place? Is he going to preach to them like that? I know he can. Okay, I know he can. But I'm just asking you, do you think he will, or will he maybe deliver it to a little while through the two prophets? And maybe the two prophets will deliver it, you know, for a while. And maybe then those that see the two prophets, they'll begin to bring in others. And then Israel's born in a day. See, we've got to, yeah, but you've got to do this and you've got to do that. No, you don't have to, got to do that in God. God does what he wants to. You know. But see, on number three, when he said, make reconciliation for iniquity, Brother Brown says, they saw that that was the Messiah. And she was born in a day. That's paragraph 95. See, if you've got these underlined, you've got the answers to when these things take place. To bring in everlasting righteousness, Brother Brown, from paragraph 99 to 102 of the, now all of these is in the sixfold purpose. And what's he covering? Satan bound, and then the millennium takes place. Well, when is that, what is that one? When Satan's bound. You can't bring in everlasting righteousness with Satan not bound. You can set a soul free. Now listen, if you get the plan of redemption, you'll see right where we're at. Our soul is set free by the new birth. Right? But you know what will actually bring in everlasting righteousness to the bride of Christ? When she walks off this earth. When Satan is bound, right there before the time of the change, when I say rapture, meaning change in a moment between them and I, because people misunderstand you on that. See, Satan's going to be bound in me and you before we walk off this earth. If not, we don't get to walk off. We get to go down and come back up. All right, but see, you can preach the plan of redemption and know what's taking place, right, from Daniel 70 weeks. That's what I've tried to get you to see. Number five is seal up the vision and prophecy. Now, Brother Branham says, on paragraph 109, it would be sealed up until the end time. Because it was sealed back there. I kept emphasizing that the other day. The Daniel 12, Daniel 9 talks about it, and then Daniel 12. Seal up the vision and prophecy. Back there is where it was sealed up, but down here is where it's revealed. But listen, it's not revealed to Israel right now. The vision is sealed to Israel until the time of the rapture of the bride and when he reveals himself to Israel. That's when the vision is open to them. But what do we get? By being the Gentile bride, we get the secret love story of Christ and his church to see everything revealed to us. Right here now, we see what will happen, what has happened. We know where the Antichrist come from. We know what he's been doing, how he's made himself manifest. We know how he'll end. We know how the battle of Armageddon is. We know about the battle of Gog and Magog, which is a total annihilation of everything. Even the demon forces, even to the devil, will be destroyed. And the future home comes into being. We already see that. Because it's in the plan of redemption. But we don't see it for them. That's what I love so much about it. The 70 weeks of Daniel only carries the Jews until the millennium. The future home's not talking about the Jews. Sure, they'll be there, but they'll have to be nations and things. They won't be there as bride of Christ. They won't fit the city. But you and I do. That's what I've ever tried to preach about it. Well, old Brother Dale, he got him dates and times. Well, you didn't get it back there, are you getting it now? I'm talking about the revelation of Jesus Christ. Amen. Dates and times can be argued and fussed about, but the revelation of Christ cannot be. And then Brother Branham covering what was the lies to anoint the most holy. He said it's not to anoint a man. He said because Jesus was already anointed. Alright? So it's not to anoint the bride. Because she's already anointed. It's to anoint the holy city, the temple that's built in the millennium. And we are the anointing to the temple. There were quotes from Brother Branham that I gave you. All right, he said from Ezekiel to 44 was a millennial temple being erected on earth. Well, I don't believe we need a millennial. Well, what have you got to say about it? You ain't got nothing to say about it, and I ain't either. Well, I think. That's what messed up Eve in the garden. Well, you're telling me that I can't think. No, I'm not telling you that. I'm telling you what's wrong with you is because you do think. Is that clear? What's wrong with us is because we do think. I wouldn't have any trouble if it wasn't my brain running. You know. But it's running because of what went into it. What is that logo about the computer? Dirt in, dirt out. Just put it in my language. Garbage in, garbage out, I think is what they really call it in the computer, because that's all you get. You put garbage in the computer, you're going to get garbage back out of the computer. You ain't going to get nothing good out of it. And that's the way our brains are. Brother Brown said it's the New Jerusalem, Isaiah 65. He gives the scriptures. And he gives the scriptures of Isaiah 11. If you'll go from paragraph 115 to paragraph 133, is all in there to cover the anointing of the millennial temple and to see who we are and what we're doing. Then we do have a part to do with the anointing of the temple. Do you understand? That's not the right of Christ back to anoint the temple. That's not the coming of the Holy Ghost like it did back there to anoint the temple. Because the Holy Ghost never come to anoint the second when the temple was reconstructed. He didn't anoint it again. His presence was there. When Solomon built it, he come down and anointed the temple. But he didn't come back and do it again. You know, when it got destroyed and had to be reconstructed. Well, see, we are the anointing to the temple. That means we have already went ahead. By the revelation of Jesus Christ, you and I have already preceded the Jews, even to all mankind upon earth, and we walk into the city that they've done built. You know, the millennial reign, it's on, and we come back. Because that's the revelation to the bride. But I'm trying to get you to see what puts them there, puts us there. But turn it around, take it from where we are. What's going to put us in the millennium? The revelation of Jesus Christ, right? What's going to put us in the rapture? The revelation of Jesus Christ. What's going to put us in the future home? The revelation of Jesus Christ. What did the prophet preach? The revelation of Jesus Christ. That's why we don't need another prophet. We don't need somebody else. We just need somebody to get in there and study out the message that's done been brought and to bring the revelation of Jesus Christ to us. See, then the Jews can have their time. They're waiting because you and I are in the way. God can't go to Israel. He can't go to them to give His ministry back to them until we get out of the way. And that's the revelation of Jesus Christ. Right? See, then we can look at it and see what takes place in the 70th week, the prophet said. But see, everybody's, as I said, are just arguing over whether it's 3.5 years or 7 years, you know. And see, the prophet said they were 7 years after the rapture. But then they turn around and say, yeah, but he corrected that later. Where? Where did he correct it? He knew that after the rapture of the bride that they'd be more than 3.5 years of earthly time. Because the Bible says it was. Yet there's one quote there from the prophet. He said there's only 3.5 years after the rapture. Well, Lee, I'll ask you the question just to show you how uneducated spiritually we are. Is that 3.5 years after the rapture, 360 days, or 365 and a fourth? See? You see what I'm saying? Which one are you talking on? See, it's a revelation. It's not dates and times and seasons. Paul said, I'm scared of you. Brother Brown said, I'm scared of your experience. That was why the 70 weeks of Daniel was why everybody said the rapture would come in 77. And Brother Branham said, don't say I said that. But that was the book they used to prove that. But they didn't get nothing about the revelation of Jesus Christ. Now come on, did they? If they'd had the revelation of Jesus Christ, it would have come in 77. You know what? If we'd have had the revelation of Jesus Christ, it'd have come in 73. If we'd have caught it, or they had have caught it, it would have come in 63. Because that's when the prophet preached the seals. The rest came out of the seals, not an addition. Marriage and divorce came out of the seals. Serpent seed came out of the seals. Future home came out of the seals. That was not an addition to the Bible. But see, we didn't get it there. We've had 40 years coming this, just in a few days. It'll be 40 years since the prophet left the scene. Well, yeah. Yeah, that's right, because we're pious. Yeah, because it's December the 24th, I think, when he died. December the 24th, wouldn't it? Right. All right. See, we're done pious that part. But see, everybody now is preaching, we've had 40 years. We know Israel had 40 years. Now, I'm honest. I know I'm an arrogant old hateful dude. But all Israel got out of 40 years was everybody that was 20 years of age and older died. Now, come on, tell me. The only thing they got out of 40 years was everybody that was 20 years of old and older from the time Moses, and it said there at Kadesh Barnea, from that time on, all you got is dead people. Horses. Oh, look at it, folks. We're here now. We've had 40 years. The prophet said there ain't but one thing holding off the coming of the Lord. And what did he say it was? The readiness of the bride. Now, that's what's wrong with it today. Why ain't we gone to rapture? You and me. Still trying to comprehend something instead of searching for the revelation. If I don't get nothing to you tonight but one thing, it's got to be revealed. Because this is the end of the message part. But listen, the only time Brother Brown ever explained 490 years was in the 70 weeks book. Find it in the rest of the message he ever described or defined 490 years. The only place it was that one message. Because he would explain what would take place to Israel. Now, after and before. That's where people get confused. See, they say, well, 69 weeks, you know, and they got this, and they got that, and I'll get into that, Lord willing, next Wednesday. You know, 69 weeks, and how could this be that, and how could be that, and how could this be that? But Brother Branham, before the 70 weeks of Daniel, and after the 70 weeks of Daniel, said 70 weeks is 7 years. Never did he describe 490 years again. Because that's what he said. See, I'll run them off. I'll give them to you next week. Before, which would have been 1955, he's talking about on the message called Beginning and End of the Gentile Dispensation, 55-109E. He will prophesy in the 70th week, which is 3.5 years. In the midst of it, he will be cut off, which is 7 years. Say, well, that could technically, okay. We let that one go. We just go up to a plain language. Revelation chapter 5, part 2, Church Age Series, 61:6-18. The Lamb, the Messiah, the Prince, should come and should be for 70 weeks. That's 7 years. Seals broke. 420 of the seal book, which is the sixth seal. 63:0-3:23. So I got a question on that tomorrow night. Now 70 weeks was promised, which was 7 years. And you say, well, he changed his mind. Well, I haven't found yet he changed it, because that's before and after. You know, 4:22 of the same message, 63:0-3:23, the sixth seal. He says, but he said there was seven, determined 70 weeks. That's 7 years. All right, questions and answers, 1964:08:23 in the evening. Know that the Messiah was to come and prophesy in the midst of the 70 weeks, 70 of weeks, which is 7 years. Even after the seals. We'll get back to this part next time. I just wanted to say that to you. Because everybody understands 70 weeks of Daniel. But nobody can preach why that he said there's 7 years. 70 weeks is 7 years. They just argue about where, well, he was wrong here and he was right there. Well, then, if he was wrong here and he was right there and you corrected him, we need to follow you. Sorry, that's how plain I am. Because I'm not trying to correct him. I'm trying to show you he knowed exactly what he's talking about. But it takes a revelation. It takes a revelation to take place. Because see, something else was taking place or takes place in the 70th week. Something else takes place in the 70th week. Because it's in the 70th week that Satan makes his covenant. It's in the 70th week when he makes his covenant. And in the midst of that week is when he breaks it. All right. See, then he's making his covenant. Making his covenant. Now, Brother Brown says it. This is Daniel's 12:4-7. And he's covering 3.5 years. And Brother Brown, on paragraph 109-110 of the sixfold purpose, you read it. He says that Daniel 12:4-7 says this is the Antichrist. Right on down the page, paragraph 113, he said this is Rome. Rome is the one that makes the covenant with the Jews after the rapture. And they make it for a 7-year period. Why would they make it for a 7-year period? That's what I was trying to emphasize the other day. Why would the devil emphasize, or man emphasize, a 7-year period? Well, you know, in our plain language today is you don't go out and say, let's make a covenant for 7 years. You don't go between nations to make a deal for 7 years. Because you know at the end of 7 years, you've got to make another deal. But the devil is a type after, as I was trying to get you to see last week. He types after Christ. He's not a type of Christ. He types after Christ. He follows Christ. He comes riding on a white horse because Jesus was riding on a white donkey. And then Jesus rides on a white horse over in Revelation 19. So Satan comes in there riding on a white horse. Typing after Christ. And see, Satan knows that Jesus only preached 3.5 years. And he knows he's going to preach 3.5 years over here at the end after the rapture. So he makes his covenant to where he can be identically like God. Because he said that's what he'd be, didn't he? Be like the Most High. Well, he's going to make a covenant for 7 years. And you know what he's going to do? He's going to walk in there and break it in the middle. Trying to confuse the world to where they can't understand. The world, do you understand what will happen there in the 70 weeks of Daniel, in the 70th week? Do you realize what will happen after the rapture? Do you realize the man of sin, he's not going to step into the temple showing himself to be God immediately after the rapture. According to the prophet, it's 3.5 years before he does it. See? All right. See, then, he is Satan's Superman. When the bride goes out of here, do you know that we are, and you know we are, now listen to what I'm saying, we are the cause of all the trouble that's going on in the world. Do you know it? We're the cause of it. Because we're here. When we go out of here and them two witnesses come and they kill them, they'll celebrate. We got rid of the enemies of God. Right? They're not going to say we got rid of the devil. They're going to say we got rid of the enemies of God. You realize when we go out of here, you realize, who was it? Elijah and Ahab. You know what Ahab's first words with Elijah was? Ahab had just lost 100 men. Right? Sent 50, it's gone. Sent 50 more and it's gone. The third set had enough sense to say, hold it just a minute. You know, don't zap us. You know, in our language, don't kill us. We're just out here doing what Ahab said for us to do. Please come down and don't kill us. Oh, he just goes down with them. But what did Ahab say? You're the man that's troubling Israel. Huh? Had enough brass to stand in the prophet's face and accuse him of being the trouble. Well, you think they don't accuse us right now of being the trouble? You know what we are? I think about this a lot. You remember now, if I miss this, my science is not too, my geography is not too good at which one it is. But you know that, who was it that conquered all the world but died at 33? Napoleon. You know that Napoleon had one little dot on the map and he said that was his worst thing? He couldn't conquer that one place and it was one little country over there. And they asked him, so about that? He said, I didn't talk about it. The only place in the world he couldn't conquer. See, that's what we are. We're that little dot on the map called the Bride of Christ. That's in the way of the devil taking over.
Right. Exactly right.
And if you think he hasn't taken over into the people's mind, go talk to him. Like I told you about that man the other day there that I was talking to that said that 144,000 was them babies that the King Herod had killed back there, you know, of the Jews. That was the babies. Somebody had taught him that. Somebody had taught the boy that I told you about that said, oh, the end of the world's here because the buzzards is having more than one baby now. I said, what's that got to do with the end of the world, you know? I mean, I'm a little dumb on that, I admit it. He said, you got to have all them buzzards eat up them dead bodies. I said, well, I never thought of it. But see, the people have got their own, you can't talk to people. You can't talk to the people of this message. They're the worst part. You can't talk to them sensibly. You say, come let us sit down and reason about it. They'll tell you what. So, brother, I don't reason. The Bible says not to reason. Same one said, come let us reason. No, I don't reason. I just say what the prophet says. So, well, what about this? Well, He was wrong there, but I won't say that now. You can't quote me on that. You know, you understand what I'm saying? It's going to take a revelation to understand the mystery that's going to change you and I. It's not dates and times and seasons. It's a revelation of Jesus Christ. He's not looking at what we are. He's looking at what He's revealing to us. Because He promised it. I was praying today, then there, just sitting and praying, I said, Lord, there ain't one of us waiting on my wife to get through shopping. I said, there ain't one of us that's worth nothing. We're not worth nothing. It is He that hath made us and not we ourselves. We're not worth nothing. But I said, God, You would think enough of us to come down and reveal Your word to us. None of us whatsoever deserves anything except hell. And it 10 times hotter than what it ought to be. You see, it's because He promised us. He gives eternal life to a fifth sealed Jew. That denied Him. Right? And still denying. Well, yet He gives them eternal life one day. You know why? Because He said He would. If you don't get nothing out of the message tonight, remember one thing. None of the Bible whatsoever. Now, I know this would sound contrary to some that you've heard me say that we are the Bible, and I believe that. But listen to what I'm saying. The written pages of the Bible is to the Jews. The written pages of the Bible is speaking to Israel. We are the bride that's injected in there. But yet when it's all finished, we are the apple of His eye. We are the one that He paid the price for. Which part of the 70 weeks do we get? Now listen to my wording. None. Because the 3.5 years was back there and we didn't hear it. Come on. Come on, that's the end of the story. Just listen. It's 3.5 years back there that we didn't hear. It was after it was turned over to the Gentile dispensation before the writings of the Bible came. Even Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, it was about A.D. 50 before any of it was recorded. But you see, church, we get the revelation. We get the revelation of Christ. And we see that even that Daniel 12 is an antichrist making his covenant with that. Then you fall back to Daniel 9:27. So it's where he'll confirm his covenant for a week. All right? That's an antichrist covenant, copying after Christ. And we believe that. We see that because that's what he's doing. It's describing. But there's also something right there. That's the key to understand why Brother Branham said 70 weeks equals 7 years. Now listen. The key to understand that is what he's saying in Daniel's 9:27. Because that is not only, that's what the Lord showed me the other day. See, and I've always taught it and I believe it. I believe that's an antichrist covenant because God don't make his covenant for a week. But he confirms his covenant. That was the key. Israel was not brought into the body of Christ. But the price was paid. When did he make an end of sin? Back there. When did he bring in everlasting righteousness? When was Satan bound up? He's back there because he ain't got nothing to do with us. We're afraid of him. But it wasn't applied. Right? It wasn't applied to seal up everything and to close up everything. It wasn't totally applied. It'll be applied in the end time. It's open to Israel when they go in the, when God returns to them. And Satan copies exactly after God. And he come in there. And he killed Jesus Christ through the Roman government that the Jews had to give the, they gave the word and the Romans had to carry it out because the Romans had a law. The Jews couldn't, they were under bondage. They couldn't kill nobody. They could stone him to death. You better listen. And the Romans wouldn't have said a thing. Why didn't they stone Jesus? Come on, probably the day before they took Jesus into captivity, they probably stoned a half a dozen people. You know the Romans didn't say a word when they stoned a woman for committing adultery? You better listen. Because see, you're thinking sometimes in the wrong direction. Because I do. They didn't have a law that they could kill anybody. That's what they told Pilate. We cannot kill. They stoned them to death every day. Right? Am I telling you the Bible? They stoned them every day. But they didn't want to stone him. You know why? Because the Bible said there wouldn't be a bone broken. If they'd have stoned him, it'd have broke bones and things. There wouldn't be a bone broken. See, the Bible doesn't say how he'd die. Now, isn't that something? Even Pilate, didn't he say, take him and deal with him according to your law? If you'd ask Pilate, he said, what did you mean? He said, well, what I really meant to tell him was, why don't you take the fellow out and stone him to death? Come on. Be sensible about the way you think. He probably said, hey, get this thing off my hand, take him out and stone him. I said, we can't stone him. Why can't you stone him? We don't know, but we can't do it. You know, because they didn't know why. But they'd have broke a bone if they'd have stoned him. But no, the Bible had done said how he'd die. So they had to crucify him. So they didn't have no law they could crucify a man. Now, that's capital punishment. They couldn't, because it just hit me today. I mean, yesterday, I believe it was. You know, went hunting. I was coming back up the road and listening to the Bible in it. And it says that cursed is every man that hangs on a tree. I said, that was the trouble, wasn't it, Lord? You became a curse for me. You took my place. You hung on a tree. That's a curse. To hang on a tree. You done that, and your own word said it was a curse to do that. But he done it for me. If it wasn't for nobody in the world, he done it for me. But you see, in that 70th week, that Antichrist is going to come forth. And he's going to make his covenant. And he's going to break it in the midst of the week. Because he's going to copy exactly after Christ. Because he knows Jesus Christ preached 3.5 years. And he knows he'll preach 3.5 more. He knows the Bible better than we do. So he's making his example exactly like Christ. If you can see it. That's why he makes a covenant for a week. So it can be exactly like Christ. He knows that Jesus Christ. Now listen to what I'm saying. Now, don't make me Trinitarian, but listen, and I'll try to explain it as a Trinitarian, all right? You know that Jehovah God was what was dealing with Israel for 69 weeks. Would you agree? Jesus Christ didn't deal with Israel for 69 weeks. Come on, I ain't Trinitarian. I'm just trying to explain it. You know what I've just said, right? The great Jehovah God was dealing with Israel for 69 weeks. Jesus Christ only dealt with them for 3.5 years. 1/2 of a week. And Jesus Christ will deal with them for 1/2 of the week. 3.5 again. And you know what he does? He turns, you want to quote from Brother Branham? He turns the kingdom back over to the Father. Hey, I know he'll sit on the throne in the millennium. I know what the Scripture says. But I also know where the prophet explained this, that where that says where the sonship would terminate, that God may be all in all. He explains it as the millennium. Then he explains it as the future home. Because in the millennium, Jesus is going to deliver the kingdom up to the great Jehovah God. You want me to even keep quoting Brother Branham? You know that Jesus will lead us up on the mountain? Why don't people listen to the message? Jesus will lead us up on the mountain and we'll all bow down and say, great eternal God. That sounds like somebody leading. Why don't these fellas with the River Jordan come up with some good sense? You know, they don't even go into something like that. That would sound better to me because he's going to lead us up for worship. But you know what's going to happen when he leads us up for worship? We ain't going to get down and worship something up there. we're going to know who He is.
That's right. That's right.
But nobody else won't know. Even the Jews won't know what we know. He'll lead us up there, but then when we see it, we know who He is. Because it's revealed to us who He is. Because that's what's taking place now. That was Almighty God. I was listening today where the prophet said, God died in my place. People said, no, God can't die. See, that's, there's your quote. God can't die. My God can't die. Brother Brown said He did. You say, but He was eternal. The body wasn't. And the Lord had said unto my Lord, you explain that one. But the Bible said David in the Spirit said that. By the Holy Spirit. The Lord said unto my Lord. Who was the Lord that said unto my Lord? That was Almighty God dwelling in a human flesh called Jesus Christ. Called the Christ. Delivering up the kingdom to His Father. That God may be all in all. Listen, church. See, by Satan doing what he's doing in the 70th week, it shows why Brother Branham said 70 weeks equals 7 years. Now, I'm going to just say a few words about that, and then I'm going to let it go and let you think about it for a week. That's why he says that. That's why Brother Brown said 70 weeks is 7 years. Because it is when you're dealing with the Messiah ministry. Because as I said a moment ago, great Jehovah God dwelt with Israel for their 483 years. Because He was there in a body called Jesus. But they couldn't see Him. That outside man preached 3.5 years. The Lord Jesus Christ. But who was in that flesh? The Bible said in Him dwelt the fullness of the Godhead bodily. See, it's a revelation of one God that you're talking about. Not 7 years or 3.5 years or this week or that week or what. It's a revelation of Jesus Christ. That's what I tried to get you to see there in 74 when I preached it. It wasn't just dates and times, but yet the dates and times are right. But it's trying to get you to see the revelation of Jesus Christ. We see that now. We see what's going to be in the millennium. What? By revelation. All we had in the denominations were, I don't believe in that 7 years. I don't believe in this. I don't believe in the millennium. That's all you had there, and that's all you got now. What did you have back there? What's called pre-millennium, post-millennium, you know? And see, the Catholic Church back there in the Dark Ages had 1,000 years that they ruled, and that was why that they teach that there's already been 1,000 years, and they're not going to be 1,000 years. You know, the denominations teach that, and that's exactly what the Catholic Church was doing. That's why you got your post-millennium and pre-millennium. You got people that believe the millennium's already taken place and they don't believe it's a millennium to come. And the reason they don't is because the Catholic Church ruled the world for 1,000 years. They don't even know that's a doctrine of the Catholic Church. That's how blinded our eyes can be. Just like I said about it, and I'll get to it later. When they told Jesus, they had enough audacity to turn to Jesus and said, we was 46 years in building this temple and you think you can destroy it in 3 days and raise it again. Right. But see, the Bible says, and the prophet said, it took them 49 years to build a temple. They didn't even know themselves. They didn't even know their own Bible. Looked like somebody in the crowd had said, hey, wait a minute, it took us three more years to get everything else ready. And that would have been exactly the 49 years. But see, they didn't believe it. Just like the people of this message don't believe the revelation of Jesus Christ is what you're talking about. It is not, as I keep stating over and over, it is not days, times, years, this, that, or the other. It's a revelation. Well, see, why would a prophet teach 490 years in one message, but then before and after then say that 70 weeks is 7 years? Because that was all the redemption there was. Now, are you listening? You'll catch on to why the prophet kept saying 70 weeks is 7 years if you'll listen to this statement. That was the only time of redemption. There was Jews saved back there. Matter of fact, all of them were saved back there. They will be saved. But it'll be applied over here. They wouldn't saved back there in that Old Testament under the 69 weeks, as we call it, in salvation. They were given eternal life down through time of the time, you know, that it's been let His blood be on us and all. But those in the Old Testament had to depend upon Calvary. They didn't know that, did they? You just think. They thought they were killing the enemy of God. And they were sealing the salvation of the Old Testament people. Right? They were making a way for the salvation of the Old Testament people. Because when Christ died, all the Old Testament people were sealed. Right? But then they don't see it until the end. And when they see it in the end time, it'd be too late for any of those type of people. Brother Rand said not to Wall Street Jew. He was specific. He said, them people coming home, he said, maybe back over there plowing with an ox like they used to. He said, not your Wall Street Jew. Not saying there won't be none of them saved. He was illustrating it. Because, what did Paul say, all Israel's not Israel. But all Jews are God's chosen people. Right. See, church, I'm trying to get you to see it was done. It was preached in the 3.5 years of Jesus' ministry. All the things that will ever happen in the world was done and sealed in that time. And the 3.5 years over here in the end will be explaining to the Israel of what He has already done. He won't come back and die again. They even say, where did you get the nail prints? And He's not even there in the physical body that they can see nail prints in His hands. But they see so much by revelation until they realize they crucified their own Messiah. Right. But see, you and I, the prophet said on that, seal up the vision and check it, see if I'm right. See if He didn't say it'll be revealed in the end time. Where? To me and you. Then He can go over there. So like I told you, even the big man this message said one time, said, well, that'll be a Gentile prophet and a Gentile bride. That'll be the two witnesses. We're going to go through Jerusalem with, you know, that's a rapture. We're going to sail through Jerusalem and preach the gospel to them. I said, my Lord, man. The prophet said it'd be two Jews. I gave him the quotes. That didn't do any good. That didn't change a thing because I quoted Brother Branham. I just become a smart aleck. But I couldn't help it if my memory gave me the page numbers to where I could read it to him. The reason I done that because I read it. I underlined it. So when the test come, I had to answer. You know. Are you listening? That's why I underlined it in the book. That's why this book is a new one, but it's underlined. Where I can go back and pull it up. My other one has got a whole lot in it. I didn't use it this time. Because I wanted to read the book fresh and let you go message by message by message with me. Read the 70th week now. Read it over and over. The 70th week. And mark, how many times Brother Ryan said there's 1 week left? But mark another key. That he says in there that in the midst of the 70th week, that Satan will break his covenant. Mark the things. Because see, he's copying after God. Because see, God did back there. Jesus Christ, not great Jehovah, I hope that's understood by everybody what I'm trying to say. The great eternal Jehovah come down in flesh to speak to Israel, and they killed him. Right? He didn't come down just as to speak through the high priest or the pillar of fire or something like that. Because they had chose man. And God told Moses, I'll raise up a prophet like unto you. But said, if they won't hear that prophet was Jesus Christ, the God of the prophet. So if they won't hear him, they'll be cut off. Here walked a man out. And they looked at him and said, you're trying to make yourself God. They couldn't comprehend that it was God that had made himself a man. But that man wasn't a second person or a third person. It was Almighty God himself that come down to make with them, establish with them. You get up the words confirm and all. That does 9:27. That does mean the Antichrist, sure. But it also means Jesus Christ is going to do it because he done it. He came back there to deal with them. And if they had a took it, and listen, if they had a took it, they'd have walked right into the millennium. There wouldn't be no Gentile dispensation. But you know what? We wouldn't be here today. Because it done been said what they'd do. It done been said they'd kill him. It done been said all in that had to be done. But how do you think those Jews in purgatory, when that's explained to them, not our purgatory of our, you know, those in hell, how do you think they feel today? And they think, if you understand, the Jews done God a favor. Are you listening? They crucified Christ to pay for their own sins. But by not accepting him, it didn't work. But when they crucified Christ, that paid for mine. They done me a favor. They done me a favor by crucifying him. They done you a favor. They gave you an opportunity to receive eternal life. I feel sorry for them. I wish they could all be saved. And maybe some of them are blinded. I'm sure a lot of those that there was hollering, let his blood be on us, a lot of them maybe didn't know what they were talking about. Maybe God will understand. Because he deals with the heart. But he can only deal with your heart by one thing. You don't get nothing, get this part. He can only deal your heart by revelation. There's no way to explain the Bible. You think Daniel 70 weeks is a mystery? See, that's what people said. Oh, it's a mystery that we don't understand. Explain the Godhead. How could the Lord say unto my Lord? Explain the Godhead. If you think any of the others is a mystery, if you think the seals are a mystery, explain the Godhead. Can't do it. It's got to be revealed. I don't care if you got every scripture, every quote correctly. The Godhead's got to be revealed to you. See, it's the revelation is the key to all things. Just put that on the title to it, brother. It's message number 8. They had, I was number 7 the other day and had it all messed up, but it's number 8 tonight. We got the right numbers now. I'm glad you're keeping up with it. Because I had already transferred over and got the wrong number on one of them. I'm glad you're keeping up with it. You see, like Brother Dick said, it's a good number. It's a good number to understand. Eternal life. Tyrus, my 70th week. There's my time. Because I didn't hear Jesus preach 3.5. And I won't hear him preach 3.5 over there. But I know he preached it. And I know he will preach it. You know why? You know how I know that? Well, the Bible said it. No, no. That can be done, right? It ain't because the Bible said it. It's because of the salvation that's in your heart. Brother Danny, the salvation is in your heart, lets you know the truth of God. How do I know there's one God? Because there wasn't three people come in me. That's how I know there ain't but one God. I didn't meet a Father and He led me to the Holy Ghost, or the Son, and then He led me to the Holy Ghost. I used to think that. Didn't you? Because I didn't know what it was. But then I come to find out it's the same person. See, then the seals, what are they? A revelation. What did Daniel 70 weeks? A revelation of one true and living God. I'm still preaching on the Godhead. That's why I haven't left the part that where it says that life and immortality is brought to light through the gospel. That's what the Lord showed me there. I said, you hadn't left that. I thought I was getting off on something else to start another series. And he said, no, that's what's coming. Life and immortality. When we see Christ like He is, let me say this. How many of you have been healed in the last 3 months? That ought to click something in some of your heart. Maybe I shouldn't say it, because Satan will be after us. But you know what? He can't defeat us. I stood right here in 82 and preached the seals. In that series of about 60-something sermons, everybody almost in the building was healed. Not by even being laid hands on or prayed for. Because I'm trying to get you to see what the opening of the Word is the healer. Did you get it? The opening of the Word is the healer. How many times have I ever told you this statement? I said, when your Lord reveals something to you, and you're elated about what He's revealed to you, I said, I raise my hand and say, my kids, my grandkids, right while He's there. I wish I could spend all night preaching to you about it, because Moses knowed God was fixing to kill every one of them. Read your Bible. Moses stepped back out of the way. I'll kill them and I'll raise up a people from you. Now we know who it was in Moses, right? It was Christ in Moses. But Moses said, Lord, if you do that, you got to kill me. Now God didn't, well, I goofed up on that, I guess. He knowed exactly what Moses was going to do. But Moses didn't know it till the day Moses done it. He turned around and he said, I won't do it. I won't come over you, Moses. I'll visit in the time to him. Go on over a little bit later when the plague had fallen and Moses looked around and there wasn't nothing they could do because God had told him, said, get out of the way. I'm going to kill every one of them. A rebellious people. Moses looked at Aaron and he said, Aaron, take your censer. Run among the people. Said, pre-adventure, God will, it will stay His wrath. What was that? The mind of Christ. Through Moses, that caused God to turn away from total destruction. I wish you could see that, of what I've tried to say. The word this prophet brought to you and I is God's mind. Is that right? It is God's mind delivered unto you and I. I prayed, wondered where to say it like this. This is the last message this year, so we'll start another year. You know that I'm preaching. We'll start another year. But I want this year to end to you thinking one thing. God has come among us. Amen. Through the opening of the Word. Amen. Now, if you don't know what that is, I'll quote Brother Branham. All right. He said, this is that third pull. what do you think I done there in 82? I said, Lord, I know what I'm right, because I'm only going to say what you're saying. But I said, let the people know what I'm right. Come down and heal the people, and I won't say one word. When I finish the series, go check it. I said, how many of you was healed? I'm telling you now, God is on the scene. He's not somewhere else. He's here, but he's here through the word that's being revealed to you. He ain't here in Brother Dale. You're, don't misunderstand. He can't be in me for you. All I can be is a help to you or something like that. He's in you, Ryan. He's trying to get you to see he's there by the revealing of his word to you. Now turn around and face the devil in your life of what's wrong with you in sicknesses. I've been praying for weeks about a lot of things around here. For one time, turn around and right now in your mind and say, Satan, I believe the word of the Lord.
Amen.
Said, now, come on.
Amen.
Come on. He can't do nothing with us until God gets through with us. Sure, there's sicknesses among us of all forms. But one time, put it on this word. Don't put it on Brother Dale. That's where people's messed up and done it. They said, I'll put it on Brother Dale. He'll take care of it. Well, now that's going to fail you. Put it on the Bible. Put it on what's been preached to you. Put it on the revelation of Jesus Christ that's been preached to you tonight. And then just tell the devil. Just tell him. In your thoughts. Like Brother Schrader used to say. He had a good point. He said, Satan, read that right there. And he said, read it through my eyes. Said, look down through my eyes, and it says, by stripes I'm healed. Just tell the devil one time and watch it. Put it on the word one time. I mean, just on the word. Just on what's revealed to you of the message of the hour. Put it on that one time. And let's see what'll happen. And then you'll come back testifying to it. Because I'm telling you ahead of time, that's what I'm asking. If the truth is the truth, he has to back it up. Why? Because it's him. It's not honoring a man. That's why Brother Branham tried to get the people to see, but all they could do is, Brother Branham, if you were just here, Brother Branham, if you were here now, Brother Branham, boy, we could get something. He tried to get people to believe that God was in them. Speak the word yourself and go forward. Face that devil that's in front of you right now and just say, Satan, on the basis of the word of Almighty God that's been revealed to me, may not be nothing but one God. May not be just a little simple something, but still, on the revelation, put it on there and say, Satan, I challenge you. Just tell him, I challenge you. But Brother Dale, ain't none of us a match for the devil. I'll agree with you. All of us together ain't a match for the devil. But it wasn't the devil that told God a better way of doing something. It wasn't Moses that told God a better way of doing something. It was Christ and Moses. The Lord. Because he said unto my Lord. In other words, Moses said, my Lord told me to say this to you, Lord, and you're his Lord. So don't come over it. And he did. He couldn't come over Moses. He done give Moses the commission. The only thing he could do was take him on a mountain and carry him home. He just couldn't let him go to the promised land because he goofed up too much, because he's human. He messed up at Kadesh Barnea, right? He was supposed to smoke the rock one time, but at Kadesh Barnea, he was supposed to speak to the rock. Brother Brown said when he done that, he smoked the rock that type Calvary. He said when he smoked the rock the second time, it broke every type in the Bible and set up a denomination. He said, and thereby Jesus Christ will have to be crucified again in the end time by the denominations. And he ain't talking about, he's talking about independence as well as the big name, we call them denominations. The people of this message are the ones that are crucifying Christ. And this gets out. People are saying, oh, Brother Dale, yeah, okay, go right ahead. There's one thing about it. In the 40 years that Brother Branham has been off the scene, I've never preached but one thing. Bring it and show it. Any of you, bring it and show it. I've never preached but one thing. And that's the revelation of Jesus Christ. You got the tapes. Anybody in the world is welcome to listen to them. See if I've changed anywhere from the time I started in 1971 till this day. I've ever tried to explain nothing but Jesus Christ. Because that's all there is. I don't have nothing else. The money you have, oh my goodness. The money you have ain't worth nothing. It's just paper. It's nothing anymore. Hey, we enjoy it. We live. Have a good time. But it don't mean a thing. It ain't going to buy you nothing in the glory. It's just have a good time while we're here with it. But Jesus Christ is the only thing that matters. Israel is going to be born in a day. That's what's going to happen to them. That's what's going to put an end to their sin, bring in Revelation, right? Seal up the vision. All of that's going to take place when they see God coming in their lives by the new birth. Because they don't see Him standing out there as a physical being. Brother Brown said He does not come to earth until the millennial reign. But then He turns around about us and said He's become so visible among us, He'd raise the dead and we'd go into rapture. He's not talking about corporal. Physical. He's talking about in our revelation. I think it's about time to take our revelation and stand up. Now, I'm just saying this, and people can argue all you want to about it. You can too. It hasn't been me that's tried to keep this thing straight for all the years I've been preaching to you, because I couldn't do it. I'm a human being. But show me where I've missed the prophet's message. But why is it people don't want to hear that? They think I'm just exalting myself. But show me where I've ever been off the prophet's message. But you know what? They'd rather hear a man that's hooked up in polygamy than to hear somebody that can really preach the truth. But you see, church, I'm one that knows one thing. I know that's what it's got to be. Because if my master and my Lord was only killed for doing and trying to be good and trying to explain about God, then what am I to be? That's why it doesn't matter to me. It doesn't make no difference to me. I'm not griping because people don't want to hear me. That was settled way back. I'm just knowing what they're cutting off. Because if what little bit I have could help anybody to come to Jesus Christ, why wouldn't anybody want it? Because I want everything I can get. I want Jesus Christ to live among you and me. I just want us to walk in the Word. And to understand, just like Brother Branham, he says, 70 weeks equals 7 years. He said, you didn't understand what I said. He said, never did I believe there was 1 week over here. He didn't. He said, because 3.5 was back there. See, his mind is locked totally on one thing. That 70 weeks equals 7 years. And Jesus preached 3.5, and he preached 3.5 over here. But you can't fit together. Because you see, if you say, and I'm just saying this in the end, and we'll understand it later when I get to the dates and time. If you say that Jesus Christ preached that there was 69 weeks and then he preached 3.5 years, you're contrary to the Bible. Because the Bible says it's only 69 weeks. And if you say that, you're making Brother Brown change his drawing. Because his drawing was, it was 69 weeks of break and then the 7 years on 1 year. So go ahead and do what you want to. That's for the world, see. It'll hear. But out of all of that, can you see Jesus Christ? See, I can see Christ back there. I can see Christ through the Jews. I can see Christ in our hearts. And I can see Christ going on out of here. What about you? Come on, Brother Boyd. Come on. I can see Christ. What do you see? I've never seen nothing but Christ. Once God revealed to me that there wasn't but one God, everything I've seen since then is Christ. And all I've been doing around is searching around the world to try to find some of these other brothers that see the same Jesus Christ I see. And if there's something that they don't agree with me, I don't have any problems. But if they agree with Christ and the revelation of Christ, that's what I want the world to see. The revelation. Elias was the key. We'll call this the revelation. Because there has to be a revelation to reveal. Let's stand together. Maybe you didn't understand my point tonight, but I'm just trying to get one thing to you. I want you to see Christ. I've repeated that 100 times because that's what I want you to do. I don't want you to see any man or anything. I want you to see Christ. Because Christ is the healer. I'm not the healer. I cannot heal you. You think that if I could do it, I wouldn't come and touch every one of you and heal you? If I could do that, I would do that in a heartbeat. I would give every dime I've got in the world to travel the world. If you said, well now Brother Dale, what you got to do is you got to take all your money and you got to travel around the world and then come back and pray for me and I'll be healed, I'll just take off. That wouldn't be anything. I can't do that. But if I can get you to see Jesus Christ in your life, then you'll see what I said about Moses. You'll see not that somebody is taking your place and helping you, you'll see Christ in you. Moses couldn't depend upon Aaron. Are you right? Am I right on that? He couldn't depend upon Aaron, but he could depend upon his staff. And Aaron was in a whole lot of trouble unless Moses told Aaron what to do. That's why I told you that there was nobody allowed behind that temple, you know, and behind him curtain. But Moses knew exactly what was back there. Because he was the man that designed it. Go ahead, Ruth. 142 in the spiral book. If anybody has a need, come and we'll pray together and believe, because we'll put together what little bit I've got with what you've got. And we'll challenge the devil and tell him, you're defeated. What's wrong with saying that? When are we going to start saying that? Well, I'm sick. What's that got to do with it? Did that make Jesus not be God because he was sick? Did that make Brother Branham not a prophet of God? That people were being, the dead was raised, the sick was healed, and he is going to the doctor out in California every day for a stomach problem. Did that make him less than a prophet? God was backing up what the man was preaching. I believe it's time to put it on there to see where he'll back up what we believe. Hey, I've told you this. You may not agree with me. You may not know why I even say things like this. But listen, folks. If we was in a group of people and a man got up and challenged us and say, I've got the truth, and he challenged us, if I didn't get up and face him, run me out the door. That's why that I've done it. I've had to do it right here. When I didn't agree, I had to get up. Because if you challenge, I got to get up. I'm the pastor. Like I told Brother Dick one time, I don't like that fact of me having to throw stones. You know. But I'm the pastor.
Right.
If the Bible says throw them, we have to throw them.
Right.
I don't like it. I don't like nothing of having to be pastor. But there's one thing about it. He chose me for the job. So I don't have anything to do with it. It's time. If you understand what I'm saying, there's ministers that have got up, people have got up and told people, I challenge you. Well, don't get upset at me if I get up and walk up. Because I'd rather drop dead walking up to challenge a man than to sit in my seats and be scared to death. I'd rather just walk right up and die than to sit in my seats. You may not understand that, but one of these days you will understand what I'm saying about it. Because there's people going to challenge us one day. And if I won't get up and walk up there, get me and throw me out the door. Because I'm not worthy. We're not trying to be arrogant or hateful. It's just time to stand for the truth. And say it like it is and forget it. But God is honoring what's being said. If you're just catching up. That's why I ask you, how many of you have been healed? I believe it's the Word. I believe it's the third pool that's among us. What do you believe it is? Well, see, I can stand here now and say I've seen the dead raised. I believe that. Because it's a challenge about what we're preaching. Go ahead, brother.
Saints of light, proclaim Jesus, the light of the world.
Think about it.
Life and mercy.
And they would like to just come up here about your sickness. Let's just lay it on the altar. It doesn't matter how minor or how major your sickness is. Let's just put it on what God says in His Word. So you may not be sick, but come and let's put it on what God says. And say, this is what we're doing. We're going to believe what God said. Because if you don't believe this, then it won't help you. But I believe God has given us not all the revelation, because we've never claimed it. But He's given the church at Lula the revelation of Jesus Christ that has stood the test for all of these years.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Then it's time to see Him move. So just take hands with one another. Just take hands with one another and we all join together. And whatever your sickness is, because all of us has got sickness, put it on what God says. Say, I believe the Word of God. Now, you're not saying I believe Brother Dale. Get it out of your mind. You're not saying I believe Brother Dale. You're saying I believe Your Word, God, that You have revealed Yourself unto me. And by believing that, then I accept my healing, my deliverance. And just go see. See if God is real. Because none of us are a challenge for the devil. We don't claim to be. But Christ is. He's already defeated Him, and all we got to do is believe it. And accept it. Accept it and believe it. You that are playing, if you want to stop and come join with us, then come let's join. And just make this a chain of eternal life. And just believe it. And see. Let's see if God is real. Let's accept it as that. Let's believe it. Father, I ask You, could I explain it? And I've tried to. Of what You're doing. What You've done among us is not being a human being people. My great delivering and things has not brought these people to this position tonight, and the ones that are not here are as much of it as we are. It hasn't been man. It's been Christ in our midst. Because how many times would my own mind go into the wrong thoughts? But yet you'd always bring me to it. You'd always direct me back to the correct path. And to see you in your word. Father, upon the basis of thy word that's been revealed into our hearts, we accept our healing. We accept our deliverance. We accept our salvation. We accept you. Because that's all we've ever tried to do, Lord. And I know that it sometimes doesn't even sound like it because I'm so hard, but I've tried to get the people to see you. To see you among us, Lord. The same one that's directed us all of our lives and brought us to the place. The same one that's directed all of these people and brought them right here tonight is the same eternal God that walked the shores of Galilee. We wasn't there. We didn't hear your first ministry other than recorded to where we could read. But thank you for that. But we enjoy the benefits of the even knowing what will be preached in the last half of your ministry. You know, Lord, what we've tried to bring out of the Daniel 70 weeks of not to try to show what we knew to be a smart aleck, but to try to get people to know that our prophet was right, Lord, and that we believe what you said through him. And we thank you. Now, Satan, we don't have anything to argue with you with because we're not worthy of nothing. We were your products at one time, and you had control of us. And our human bodies are still in your realm of your arguing with us and making us sick and debating. But you can't debate the eternal God that's living in our hearts. And Father, upon the basis of your word, then we condemn the sicknesses among our people here. And those that are not here, Lord, is what I've just said, is the same as we are because they're here in spirit. We condemn it. In Jesus' name. Amen. Ain't God good to give us so many blessings undeserving? That's what we are. Go believe and see. Love and praise Him a little more today, a whole lot more tomorrow. Ain't God good? You're dismissed. Love you. Love all of you. You're dismissed. If you want a prayer cloth, come and put one in your pocket. I gave one away here the other day.
I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man.
Old things are passed away.
I'm born again.
More than a conqueror. That's what I am. I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man. We are heirs of the Father. We are joint heirs with the Son. Anybody else need a prayer cloth?
We are people of His kingdom.
We are family. We are one. Ain't God good? You're dismissed. So many blessings undeserving.
That's what we are. All we thank is love and praise Him.
wayfaring stranger. I just get in running them cords sometimes.